This is Tom Norvell, and this is a Norvell note for November 7th, 2016. He will do the lifting. The fourth chapter of James could be summed up with his one statement in verse 10. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. It's impossible to submit to God without humbling yourself to God. Most fights and quarrels could be solved and resolved with a good dose of humility. Making requests to God makes much more sense when you're humbling yourself before God. Humbling yourself before God is the only way to get rid of pride. Submitting yourself to God requires significant humility. Try as you will, there is no way to resist the devil successfully without first humbling yourself and admitting that you can't do it on your own. If you've humbled yourself before the Lord, there's no reason to slander anyone or speak against a brother or sister or judge your neighbor. When you engage in those activities, you confirm that you've not humbled yourself before the Lord. When you boast about what you're going to do tomorrow and where you're going to go and how you're going to carry on business, you're certainly not humbling yourself before the Lord. If you're busy trying to promote yourself, to elevate yourself, to push your way to the top, stepping on and over people to make sure you're first in line, you're not humbling yourself. According to James, humility is a pretty important thing. Apparently, some in his day didn't consider it as important. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear to be very important in our day either. Humility has not made much of a showing in the current election. Humility rarely makes an appearance on talk shows, in sporting events, or in movie theaters. There aren't many job postings that read, "We're looking for a humble servant to lead our company." You may have heard about the man who won the award for being the most humble employee in his company. He proudly displayed the award in his office for all to see. He didn't win it the next year. Jesus reminded us of the importance of humility. He began his sermon with, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven." Later he said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." In Philippians 2:8, Paul reminds us that not only did Jesus talk about humility, but he lived it. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Knowing Jesus so well and having watched the way he lived, it's no wonder that James emphasized the importance of humility by speaking into an apparent tense situation with, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up." What are we to make of this idea of humility in these times when arrogance and pride seem to be the norm? Is it even possible to live a life of humility when there's so much encouragement for self-exaltation and boasting? I think it is possible. And here are three reasons why I believe that. First, Jesus said this is the way to live. He wouldn't have asked us and instructed us to live it out if it were not possible. Second, Jesus lived it. Since Jesus lived it, I too must live it. Third, as we become more like Him, it's only natural that humility will begin to develop in us. If it's essential, it's achievable. May not have it immediately, but maybe these practical suggestions will help getting it started. When you feel the urge to brag about yourself, don't. When you've accomplished something significant, keep it to yourself. When you have the chance to push others out of the way so you can get ahead, deny the urge. When someone else brags on you or pays you a compliment, let them. Thank them. Then move on. When you're feeling like the Lord is not acting fast enough to get you in the limelight, keep waiting and let Him do what needs to be done when He is ready. Humble yourselves before the Lord and He will lift you up. He will lift you up. It's not your job to do the lifting. Remember, He's got this, and He has you. So humble yourself before the Lord, and He'll lift you up. Thank you for reading today's A Normal Note.